This is the reading for March 24th. Psalm 83. God, do not keep quiet. God, do not be silent or still. Your enemies are making noises. Those who hate you are getting ready to attack. They are making secret plans against your people. They plot against those you love. They say, come, let's destroy them as a nation. Then no one will ever remember the name Israel. They are united in their plan. These have made an agreement against you, the families of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites, the people of Byblos, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, and Tyre. Even Assyria has joined them to help Ammon and Moab, the descendants of Lot. God, do to them what you did to Midian, what you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River. They died at Endor, and their bodies rotted on the ground. Do to their important leaders what you did to Oreb and Zeb. Do to their princes what you did to Zeba and Zalmunna. They said, let's take for ourselves the pasture lands that belong to God. My God, make them like tumbleweed, like chaff blown away by the wind. Be like a fire that burns a forest, or like flames that blaze through the hills. Chase them with your storm and frighten them with your wind. Cover them with shame. Then people will look for you, Lord. Make them afraid and ashamed forever. Disgrace them and destroy them. Then they will know that you are the Lord, that only you are God Most High over all the earth. Deuteronomy 11. Love the Lord your God and always obey His orders, rules, laws, and commands. Remember today, it was not your children who saw and felt the corrections of the Lord your God. They did not see His majesty, His power, His strength, or His signs, and the things He did in Egypt to the king and his whole country. They did not see what He did to the Egyptian army, its horses and chariots, when He drowned them in the Red Sea, as they were chasing you. The Lord ruined them forever. They did not see what He did for you in the desert until you arrived here. They did not see what He did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab the Reubenite, when the ground opened up and swallowed them, their families, their tents, and everyone who stood with them in Israel. It was you who saw all these great things the Lord has done. So obey all the commands I am giving you today so that you will be strong and can go in and take the land you are going to take as your own. Then you will live a long time in the land that the Lord promised to give to your ancestors and their descendants, a fertile land. The land you are going to take is not like Egypt where you were. There you had to plant your seed and water it like a vegetable garden by using your feet. But the land that you will soon cross the Jordan River to take is a land of hills and valleys, a land that drinks rain from heaven. It is a land the Lord your God cares for. His eyes are on it continually, and He watches it from the beginning of the year to the end. If you carefully obey the commands I am giving you today and love the Lord your God and serve Him with your whole being, then He will send rain on your land at the right time in the fall and spring, and you will be able to gather your grain, new wine, and oil. He will put grass in the fields for your cattle, and you will have plenty to eat. Be careful, or you will be fooled and will turn away to serve and worship other gods. If you do, the Lord will become angry with you and will shut the heavens so it will not rain. Then the land will not grow crops, and you will soon die in the good land the Lord is giving you. Remember my words with your whole being. Write them down and tie them to your hands as a sign. Tie them on your foreheads to remind you. Teach them well to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on your doors and gates so that both you and your children will live a long time in the land the Lord promised your ancestors, as long as the skies are above the earth. If you are careful to obey every command I am giving you to follow and love the Lord your God and do what He has told you to do and are loyal to Him, then the Lord will force all those nations out of the land ahead of you, and you will take the land from nations that are bigger and stronger than you. Everywhere you step will be yours. Your land will go from the desert to Lebanon and from the Euphrates River to the Mediterranean Sea. No one will be able to stop you. The Lord your God will do what He promised and will make the people afraid everywhere you go. See, today I am letting you choose a blessing or a curse. You will be blessed if you obey the commands of the Lord your God that I am giving you today. But you will be cursed if you disobey the commands of the Lord your God. So do not disobey the commands I am giving you today, and do not worship other gods you do not know. When the Lord your God brings you into the land you will take as your own, you are to announce the blessings from Mount Gerizim and the curses from Mount Ebal. These mountains are on the other side of the Jordan River to the west toward the sunset. They are near the great trees of Morah in the land of the Canaanites who live in the Jordan Valley opposite Gilgal. You will soon cross the Jordan River to enter and take the land the Lord your God is giving you. When you take it over and live there, be careful to obey all the commands and laws I am giving you today. Deuteronomy 12. These are the commands and laws you must carefully obey in the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Obey them as long as you live in the land. When you inherit the lands of these nations, you must completely destroy all the places where they serve their gods, on high mountains and hills and under every green tree. Tear down their altars, smash their holy stone pillars, and burn their Asherah idols in the fire. Cut down their idols and destroy their names from those places. Don't worship the Lord your God that way, but look for the place the Lord your God will choose, a place among your tribes where he is to be worshipped. Go there and bring to that place your burnt offerings and sacrifices. Bring a tenth of what you gain and your special gifts. Bring what you have promised and the special gifts you want to give the Lord, and bring the first animals born to your herds and flocks. There you will be together with the Lord your God. There you and your families will eat, and you will enjoy all the good things for which you have worked, because the Lord your God has blessed you. Do not worship the way we have been doing today, each person doing what he thinks is right. You have not yet come to our resting place, to the land the Lord your God will give you as your own. But soon you will cross the Jordan River to live in the land the Lord your God is giving you as your own, where he will give you rest from all your enemies, and you will live in safety. Then the Lord your God will choose a place where he is to be worshipped. To that place you must bring everything I tell you, your burnt offerings and sacrifices, your offerings of a tenth of what you gain, your special gifts, and all your best things you promise to the Lord. There, rejoice before the Lord your God. Everyone should rejoice, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites from your towns who have no land of their own. Be careful that you don't sacrifice your burnt offerings just anywhere you please. Offer them only in the place the Lord will choose. He will choose a place in one of your tribes, and there you must do everything I am commanding you. But you may kill your animals in any of your towns and eat as much of the meat as you want, as if it were a deer or a gazelle. That is the blessing the Lord your God is giving you. Anyone, clean or unclean, may eat this meat, but do not eat the blood. Pour it out on the ground like water. Do not eat in your own towns what belongs to the Lord. One tenth of your grain, new wine, or oil. The first animals born to your herds or flocks, whatever you have promised to give, the special gifts you want to give to the Lord, or any other gifts. Eat these things when you are together with the Lord your God, in the place the Lord your God chooses to be worshipped. Everyone must do this, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levites from your towns. Rejoice in the Lord your God's presence about the things you have worked for. Be careful not to forget the Levites as long as you live in the land. When the Lord your God enlarges your country as he has promised, and you want some meat, so you say, "I want some meat," you may eat as much meat as you want. If the Lord your God chooses a place where he is to be worshipped that is too far away from you, you may kill animals from your herds and flocks, which the Lord has given to you. I have commanded that you may do this. You may eat as much of them as you want in your own towns, as you would eat gazelle or deer meat. Both clean and unclean people may eat this meat, but be sure you don't eat the blood, because the life is in the blood. Don't eat the life with the meat. Don't eat the blood, but pour it out on the ground like water. If you don't eat it, things will go well for you and your children, because you will be doing what the Lord says is right. Take your holy things and the things you have promised to give, and go to the place the Lord will choose. Present your burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord your God, both the meat and the blood. The blood of your sacrifices should be poured beside the altar of the Lord your God, but you may eat the meat. Be careful to obey all the rules I am giving you, so that things will always go well for you and your children, and you will be doing what the Lord your God says is good and right. You will enter the land and take it away from the nations that the Lord your God will destroy ahead of you. When you force them out and live in their land, they will be destroyed for you, but be careful not to be trapped by asking about their gods. Don't say, "How do these nations worship? I will do the same." Don't worship the Lord your God that way, because the Lord hates the evil ways they worship their gods. They even burn their sons and daughters as sacrifices to their gods. Be sure to do everything I have commanded you. Do not add anything to it, and do not take anything away from it.
Chapter 2.
At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census of the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All the people went to register in the cities where their ancestors had lived. So Joseph went from Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a Judean city called Bethlehem. Joseph, a descendant of King David, went to Bethlehem because David had been born there. Joseph went there to register with Mary. She had been promised to him in marriage and was pregnant. While they were in Bethlehem, the time came for Mary to have her child. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there wasn't any room for them in the inn. Shepherds were in the fields near Bethlehem. They were taking turns watching their flock during the night. An angel from the Lord suddenly appeared to them. The glory of the Lord filled the area with light, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I have good news for you, a message that will fill everyone with joy. Today, your Savior, Christ the Lord, was born in David's city. This is how you will recognize him. You will find an infant wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a large army of angels appeared with the angel. They were praising God by saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those who have his good will." The angels left them and went back to heaven. The shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see what the Lord has told us about." They went quickly and found Mary and Joseph with the baby, who was lying in a manger. When they saw the child, they repeated what they had been told about him. Everyone who heard the shepherd's story was amazed. Mary treasured all these things in her heart and always thought about them. As the shepherds returned to their flock, they glorified and praised God for everything they had seen and heard. Everything happened the way the angel had told them. 8 days after his birth, the child was circumcised and named Jesus. This was the name the angel had given him before his mother became pregnant. After the days required by Moses' teachings to make a mother clean had passed, Joseph and Mary went to Jerusalem. They took Jesus to present him to the Lord. They did exactly what was written in the Lord's teachings. Every firstborn boy is to be set apart as holy to the Lord. They also offered a sacrifice as required by the Lord's teachings, a pair of mourning doves or two young pigeons. A man named Simeon was in Jerusalem. He lived an honorable and devout life. He was waiting for the one who would comfort Israel. The Holy Spirit was with Simeon and had told him that he wouldn't die until he had seen the Messiah whom the Lord would send. Moved by the Spirit, Simeon went into the temple courtyard. Mary and Joseph were bringing the child Jesus into the courtyard at the same time. They brought him so that they could do for him what Moses' teachings required. Then Simeon took the child in his arms and praised God by saying, "Now, Lord, you are allowing your servant to leave in peace, as you promised. My eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared for all people to see. He is a light that will reveal salvation to the nations and bring glory to your people Israel." Jesus' father and mother were amazed at what was said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "This child is the reason that many people in Israel will be condemned and many others will be saved. He will be a sign that will expose the thoughts of those who reject him, and a sword will pierce your heart." Anna, a prophet, was also there. She was a descendant of Phanuel from the tribe of Asher. She was now very old. Her husband had died 7 years after they were married, and she had been a widow for 84 years. Anna never left the temple courtyard, but worshipped day and night by fasting and praying. At that moment, she came up to Mary and Joseph and began to thank God. She spoke about Jesus to all who were waiting for Jerusalem to be set free. After doing everything the Lord's teachings required, Joseph and Mary returned to their hometown of Nazareth in Galilee. The child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and God's favor was with him. Every year, Jesus' parents would go to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When he was 12 years old, they went as usual. When the festival was over, they left for home. The boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents didn't know it. They thought that he was with the others who were traveling with them. After traveling for a day, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they didn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. 3 days later, they found him in the temple courtyard. He was sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. His understanding and his answers stunned everyone who heard him. When his parents saw him, they were shocked. His mother asked him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been worried sick looking for you." Jesus said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Didn't you realize that I had to be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned with them to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. Jesus grew in wisdom and maturity. He gained favor from God and people.
You've reached the end of Side 1. Stop the tape and turn it over now to continue listening.